We're about to start chapter 31, the study of 31. Actually, this is the second time that we are doing the study. We did it this morning with Diane, and so it's an opportunity for us to continue and learn more. At the beginning of chapter 31 in Deuteronomy, Moses is at the end of his life, and he's also near the end of his service. He's 120 years old, and one thing about Moses is, I think I have heard it say, you know, his life is in thirds, 40 years in each of those sections where he was. At 40 years, he was in Egypt, and 40 years, he was a shepherd away from Egypt. And now, these 40 years, he has been leading the people to the promised land. So he's 120. And he's addressing the Israelites at this point in those first 8 verses and telling them that he's no longer going to be able to lead them, and that they were going to have a new leader. That new leader is going to be Joshua. And he wants them to be reassured that God is going to be going with them, just as he always had. His is not dependent on Moses. It is dependent on God, and God doesn't lie. So he tells them to be strong and courageous, because God is never going to leave them. What I wanted to focus on is that Deuteronomy 31, 3, it says, "The Lord your God himself will go before you. He will destroy these nations before you so that they shall dispossess them. And Joshua will go over as your head, as the Lord has spoken." You know, when I think about some of the things that I have read, you know, how they were a big group, but they were nothing compared to that group that they were going to dispossess. And so if the Lord was not going to go with them, believe me, they would not have made it. I think because I know that we're coming up in Exodus where we are, they are going to have that battle with the Amalekites. I think that's one of the things that we're going to encounter, and how their spiritual leader at this time, Moses, is going to help them through it. But again, going back to that, chapter 31 and looking at the third verse in 31 again, it says, "The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, so that you shall dispossess them. And Joshua will go over as your head, as the Lord has spoken." And so I think, again, what lessons can I take away with that? How is that helping me in my day-to-day life? One lesson is that I realized that I can be a person who will trust God's leadership regardless of how things change. You know, Moses is not going to be there anymore. They're going to have Joshua eventually as the leader there. And the truth is that, you know, Joshua didn't appoint himself to be the leader. God was the one who appointed him as leader. It reminds me of what it says in Romans 13:1, you know, that that all of those authorities have been appointed by God. And so that is one lesson, too, that I can also remember, you know, that God is the true leader. And anyone else that he is going to choose to be an authority, he is the one that makes that choice. So I don't have to get up in arms about it. God is in charge. I want to keep my eyes on the Lord. So that's the second one too, to keep my eyes on the Lord, because he's the one that makes the choice of leadership. And then the last one is that the whole thing about adversity. They're going to have some adversity, no doubt about it, but God is not going to leave them. He's going to be there with them. And so they don't need to throw away their confidence, and neither do we. We don't need to do that. God is always with us. And so my prayer is, Father, thank you so much about what we learn about you from your word, you and your loving ways. And we want to be people who make the time each day to learn from you. We pray to be people who hide your word in our hearts, so that we can remember the things that you have told us. And we want to walk in a way full of loving kindness, so that others can come to know Jesus as we have come to know him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.